Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 2nd of May, 2016. The title, Energy is Always Political. As we start Energy Trends Month here at Pauper Itala Publications, I want to make sure those of you with a few less years of experience than I have understand that energy is probably the most concomitant political and scientific subject you will ever face. It is indeed an interesting one, for it does have much science to it, and at this late date in the Industrial Revolution, which was spawned by harnessing cheap sources of energy, we do know a great deal about thermal energy, its forms of use, radiant convection and conduction transfer, and its effects on changes of phases of various compounds, those of water being the most practical and interesting to us. Of course, also, electrical energy ranks right up there in our scientific knowledge and ability to harness it for both power and control. The impact of electricity was summed up in a statement I heard about 30 years ago when an actor whose name I cannot remember and whose career spanned many, many decades, when asked the most significant change in the theater in his century-long lifetime, promptly answered, electric lights. So much for the old limelights, the previously predominant form of theater lighting as far as he was concerned. That energy has always been a political subject, I can prove to you promptly. Early economical forms of conversion of thermal energy into mechanical energy were developed by Boulton and Watt by about 1790. Prior to that, all mechanical energy had been sourced from water, wind, and muscle. Muscle energy, of course, came from animals and slaves, which had been used for millennia. Muscle energy was expensive under any circumstances. Muscle energy had to come from animals who were willing to be subjected to exerting their muscles to do tasks for their master's liking. Slaves were a better source from a cold, hard fact point of view because they were intelligent and could be instructed to do tasks the master desired under the threat of punishment up to and including death if they did not perform. Slaves also had dexterity, which made them useful for tasks other than just raw exertion of mechanical energy.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hull are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours. And, for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile. And just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB Whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. cbgmaintenance.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
We like to think slavery, at least in the United States, was abolished because of some great enlightenment of people such as William Lloyd Garrison, Harriet Beecher Stowe, and others of that era. I will submit that these people and others of their era came along and were able to make their case, not only because it was absolutely the correct humanitarian case to be made, but also because they lived in an era when an alternative was available, the steam engine. William Lloyd Garrison began publishing The Liberator, an abolitionist newspaper, in 1831, when the Boulton and Watt steam engine was about 40 years old and was coming into its own. Stowe's Uncle Tom Cabin was published in 1851, a mere 20 years later, when the practical steam engine was approaching 60 and reaching widespread use in both railway and stationary applications. When it comes to cruelty to animals, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was founded in 1824, again, curiously, within the timing of when other sources of cheap energy were coming into widespread use. At this point, you are probably at a total loss on how I'm going to get the pulp and paper industry's use of energy into this column, but hang on, and hang on for a surprising ending, too.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
My objective up to this point is to demonstrate that the abolition of slavery and the prevention of cruelty to animals, while noble and right political causes in their own right, conveniently gained traction only when other economical sources of energy appeared. There were other qualities about these other sources of energy that were keys to the conversion as well. Simply, these other sources of energy did not inflict pain on living tissue, unless you make the leap to the miners working in wretched conditions, a situation conveniently out of sight of those consuming the energy. Coal is inanimate, so is oil. Discovered in abundance in Pennsylvania in the late 1850s, how convenient to my thesis. Extracting the energy from coal and oil does not inflict pain on these compounds. Modern society refuses to accept pain suffered by living tissue. Not only is this important when it comes to slavery and the treatment of animals, look at the arguments put forth by the pro-choice and pro-life factions and the never-ending discussions concerning abortion. They center around the ability of tissue to feel pain as much as anything else. And don't write to me saying I came down on one side or other of this issue in this column. I worked very hard to write an absolutely neutral sentence on the subject.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state, and we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move. Thank you, Sell You Houses!
If you're moving, just go to sellyouhouses.com. That's CELLUHOUSES.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
So energy is political. I'll not bother to go over the modern examples that enforce my thesis that energy is political. You should know these, for they are in the news nearly every day, from the recent observance of Earth Day to the United Nations to the recent bankruptcy of Peabody Coal of St. Louis, Missouri. My point is simply this. Just because we know all the science we know today about energy generation and its use, and just because we have access to myriads of micro and macro data about the past economical impacts of energy sources, do not expect energy decisions in the future to be made on cold, hard facts. They never have been, and I'm convinced they never will be. Energy decisions on some level are always political. In other columns, I have stated that if you have various energy consumption units on your facility's asset list, I urge you to mothball those not in use, not destroy them in favor of the energy source du jour. This goes against what I normally say about removing equipment not being used. However, I've lived long enough to see swings back and forth over time. What makes sense today may not make sense tomorrow, and likely the reason will have a political one. You just may want that old coal boiler someday. Now for the surprising ending. Recall what I said a few paragraphs back about feelings and sensitivity when it comes to muscle energy. Today we are facing a world that will soon be filled with robots with lifelike characteristics. Early reports that humans who interact with these robots bond to them as if they were dealing with another human or an animal. My prediction is this. These lifelike robots will engender enough human bonding experiences to ultimately end up with some sort of protective framework code of their own, not unlike societies for the prevention of cruelties to animals. Write it down. You heard old Jim say it first, and I am convinced some of you will live long enough to see it come to pass. Just remember HAL from 2001, A Space Odyssey. What do you think? Is energy political? Express your views in our quiz this week, which you may take online. For safety this week, we know energy sources can be dangerous. It is a good month to talk about energy in your safety meetings. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.